USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just ahead of the start of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's up to the House managers to act as prosecutors in the proceedings, and it's not the Senate's job.
This isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution. The Senate's supposed to decide the case sitting as a court of impeachment.
Cornyn on CBS's Face the Nation. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he's unsure if the Senate will agree to call new witnesses, but
Americans are watching that they're going to demand a fair trial, and if the senators don't give the country a fair trial, one that's fair to the president but also fair to the American people, the senators will be held accountable.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. The impeachment trial should begin sometime Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
In Honolulu, a police call about an assault turned into a battle zone. KGMB TV reporter Ashley Nagaoka says a gunman opened fire when officers approached. The governor says two of them were killed.
The initial call came in as an apparent stabbing at around 9 o'clock at this home on Hibiscus Drive. Police then reported that shots were being fired and that officers were down. When we got here, ambulances were zooming in and out of the area. There were fire trucks, multiple police vehicles on scene.
A fire also broke out and spread to other houses. The winter storm that dropped up to a foot of snow on part of the nation's midsection is now moving offshore. Meteorologist Eric Van Dam.
We were talking about the storm that was wreaking havoc across the Midwest and into the Great Lakes, now starting to exit off the coastline and downwind of Lake Ontario, Lake Erie, Huron, and Lake Michigan, even Lake Superior. That's where we have the snow bands that have occurred.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new and rare pneumonia-like virus has caused at least two deaths and spread from China to other countries in Asia. USA Radio's John Hunt explains they're worried here in the States.
Federal health officials are sending out teams of medical experts to screen passengers arriving from central China at three major airports in the U.S. The additional health screenings will start at JFK, but the CDC is also sending experts to airports in Los Angeles and San Francisco in hopes of preventing the spread of the mysterious coronavirus strain. There hasn't been a similar screening effort in the U.S. since the Ebola outbreak in 2014. The focus will be on passengers on flights originating in Wuhan, China. So far, there have been 45 confirmed cases, and the disease has spread to Thailand and Japan, sparking a World Health Organization alert. It is estimated that over 5,000 passengers will get the additional screening over the next few weeks, during which their temperatures will be taken and they'll answer questions about their health. If you're chosen, the process could take hours. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Iran now says they're not sending to Ukraine the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the Ukrainian plane that was downed in Tehran earlier this month. Just one day earlier, an Iranian official said they would send it to the nation. They did send the bodies of 12 Ukrainians to Kiev. 176 people died aboard that crash. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.